out for mutual encouragement.
我们请看马太福音十八章第三节。
Let's turn to the book of Matthew, chapter 18, verse 13.
马太福音十八章第三节。
Book of Matthew, chapter 18, verse 3.
第三节，我实在告诉你们，你们若不回转，变成小孩子的样式，断不能进天国。啊，在这里啊，主耶稣特别讲到。
Right here, Jesus especially said.
啊，因为当时啊，这个门徒有人来问耶稣啊，在天国里谁是最大的
？For at that time, the disciples came and asked Jesus, "Who is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven?"
那大家都希望自己啊，能够在更尊贵的地位。
Everyone hopes that they may be at a more noble place.
啊，也许他们跟随耶稣，他们也希望将来在天国有更高的地位。
Even for the disciples who follow Jesus, they also hope to have a more noble place in heaven.
耶稣在这时候叫一个小孩子来站在他们中间。
However, here Jesus asks a little child and come and ask and stand before them.
啊，然后就这样子告诉他们。
And here he said to them.
啊，你们如果不回转啊，变成小孩子的样式的话。
Unless you change and become like little children.
啊，是断不能进神的国的。
You never enter into the kingdom of heaven.
那耶稣又特别强调，他说：“我实在的告诉你们，所以这是真的。”
And Lord Jesus especially emphasized by saying, "I tell you the truth."
所以啊，这个我们人啊，应当要回转。
Therefore, for as men, we need to turn back.
哦，能够回到像小孩子那样的样式。
Turn back into the likeness of a little child.
这可以说是进天国的条件。
We can say that is a prerequisite for entering to heaven.
也是说可以得到神赏赐的一个重要的条件。
We can also say that is an important requirement to receive God's blessings.
所以简单的说，这跟我们得救有关系的。
Simply speaking, it has a direct relationship to our salvation.
那为什么这件事那么重要
？So why is this matter so important?
我们来看看小孩子的样式是什么样子。
So let us take a look at what is the likeness of a child.
我想就从小孩子的就从两个方面来看。
So we can look at this from two different aspects.
第一个，我们来看小孩子的本性。
So first of all, let us look at the nature of children.
再来，我们来思考小孩子的本能。
And secondly, we can think about the capabilities of a child.
我们先看箴言二十章。
Let's first turn to Proverbs chapter 20.
箴言二十章的十一节。
Book of Proverbs chapter 20 verse 11。
十一节，孩童的动作是清洁的，是正直的，都显明他的本性。这节经节在这里讲到。
So right here, this verse says.
小孩子的动作是清洁又正直的。
Even a child known by his actions, whether his conduct is pure and right.
他都显明出他的本性出来。
And so the child is known by his actions.
那所以我们的这种灵修能够让我们的本性回到这样的一种清洁跟正直。
So our spiritual cultivation can enable us to return to such pureness and righteousness.
有时候我们发现我们人在不知不觉中在改变。
Oftentimes we may realize that unnoticingly as men we are constantly changing.
人长大了也慢慢的变得世故了。
After we grow up, we too are continuing to change.
就你有时候你想要回到原来的那样的那种很单纯的个性，好像回不去的感觉啊。
There are times when you wish when you can turn back to the stage of innocence, but you realize it's very hard.
因为你已经走到这个地步。
For you have already come to the stage of life.
人的性格是会很强硬的。人的个性一旦成型就很坚硬。
We know once the personality or character of a person is formed, it will become very stubborn.
那么就越难改变自己。
It will be very hard for us to change ourselves.
那但是小孩子却很容易他来调整自己。
However, a child is very easily to change or to adjust themselves.
因为他的个性是很柔软的。
Because their character or personality is very soft.
他的可塑性是很高的。
And they are very easily sculpted.
那我们再看我们始祖在当初他们在被神创造的时候就是这样的个性。
We can look to the beginning when God created our ancestors. This is the kind of nature they carried.
我们看一下哥林多后书十一章。
And turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 11.
哥林多后书十一章第三节。
2 Corinthians chapter 11 verse 3.
十一章第三节。
Chapter 11, verse 3.
保罗在这里跟哥林多教会信徒这么说道。
Here Paul said to the members at the church of Corinth.
他说：“我只怕你们的心或偏于邪，失去 那像基督所存存于清洁的心，就像蛇用诡诈诱惑了夏娃一样。请念。
Verse 3, but I'm afraid that just as Eve was deceived by the serpent's cunning, your minds may somehow be led astray from your sincere and pure devotion to Christ.
我们的始祖本来他向神存的心是存于清洁的。
We know in the beginning our ancestors possessed a pure devotion to our Lord.
所以当蛇要诱惑他的时候
So when the serpent was to deceive them,
他就直接跟蛇说、啊、神告诉他的这个、啊、这个约定。
She said, Eve said to the serpent, the promise or the covenant God had made to them. 嗯，
他说神吩咐的、啊、那个树上分别善恶树上果是不可以吃的
is,
啊，免得会死掉。
This is what God commanded that we should not eat any fruit from the tree of the good, knowledge of good and evil.
但是当蛇跟他这样讲的时候
，But when the serpent said this to Eve,
神难道真的这样讲吗？你有没有听清楚啊
？Are you sure that did God really say this?
哦、你其实你吃的日子不一定会死。
In fact, the day you eat of the fruit, you will not surely die.、
哦、因为你会像神一样、啊、眼睛就有智慧。
Because you will be like God, you will be full of wisdom.
这些话进入了夏娃的心里面。
When these words enter into the heart of Eve,
那么也许夏娃没有立即的去把那个果子拿来吃。
Perhaps Eve did not take down the fruit and eat of it right away.
因为人的改变绝对不是瞬间改变。
Because we know the transformation of man is not instant.
那是长时间的。
It takes time.
但是撒旦很，他有耐心，慢慢的等。
But you know Satan has the patience to wait.
他时间多的是。
It has many time, much time to,、to spend.
他只要把一个笑放到你的心里。
And all he has to do is place this ease inside of you.
他就慢慢等着。
Then all he has to do is wait on the side.
这些话进入夏娃的心里。
And once these words enter into the heart of Eve,
已经在产生改变了。
And these words are slowly taking transformation within her.
他每天在这个树下走来走去。
And every day we can imagine as she wander under the tree.
一直看着。
She would gaze at the fruit.
她为什么要常常看那个树?
Why would she always be gazing at the fruit?
因为那些话起了一些作用。
Because the words from Satan, took its effect.
她越看觉得越喜爱。
The more she looked at the fruits, the more pleasing they were to her eyes.
哦，难道真的吃一个果子有这么严重的罪会吃，因为吃果子死人吗?
Will the consequence truly be so severe if I simply take a bite of the fruit?
哦，就算真的神不高兴，搞不好也不会这么严重啊！因为神爱我们的。
And even if God does become angry because He loves us, I believe the consequence won't be so severe.、
不用这么紧张。
I don't have to be so nervous.
蛇就说你吃的时候吃的日子不一定会死啊。
The serpent also said, "The day of you eat of the fruit, you will not surely die."
而且呢，还可以让人啊像神一样有智慧。
Not only that, we may have the wisdom like God.
哦，那不是很好吗
？Isn't that so wonderful？
所以只要吃一下，然后也许给神啊愤怒啊，神生气，顶多骂一骂就好了。
If I eat of the fruit, perhaps God will only rebuke us a little bit.
啊，因为神真的是很慈爱，没有错。
Because God, true enough, God is full of mercy.
神真的很慈爱，他要拯救世人的罪，他不付不计代价。
And we know our God is merciful for the sake of saving mankind. He paid up the price.
但是神不会在他讲的话上面打折扣，也不会妥协的。
But we know God will never compromise in the words He speaks.
他不知道神是这样子信实的神。
But Eve never came to understand this is the kind of God.
啊，也许啊，也许他只是被蛇的这个话啊来影响。
And perhaps she was merely deceived by the words of Satan.
她就忽略了神的信实。
She had neglected the faithfulness of God.
她就自己给自己催眠了。
And she hypnotized or brainwashed herself.
到最后，她终于把它拿下来吃。
So until the very end, she took down the fruit and ate of it.
所以保罗在这里说啊。
Therefore, Paul said here.
对我们信徒来说就是这样。
This is the way it is for the members.
我们的心会偏向于邪。
That our hearts and minds will go astray.
失去像基督存的存于清洁的心。
And we may be led astray from sincere pure devotion to Christ.
也不会是一朝一夕的事。
And this will not happen overnight.
乃是滴水穿石啊，日积月累的事。
However, we know this will take a period of time.
啊，慢慢的啊，你就心已经改变了。
And gradually, your heart will transform and change.
但是改变的人他自己就不会知道嘞。
But even for that person himself, they may not notice.
所以就到最后我们没有办法回头。
Therefore, until the end, the consequence is that we cannot turn back.
保罗在这里特别要提醒我们。
And here, Paul especially reminds us.
我们要保守自己的心。
That we must keep our hearts.
让我们能够保有那种单纯的心。
So we may retain this pure and sincere heart.
不用想很多。
That we do not need to think too much.
神说什么，我们就照这样做。
We will follow what God says.
这样就是最单纯、最坚强的信心。
And that is the most pure and the most firm faith.
你看亚伯拉罕不是这样吗
Isn't it so for our forefather Abraham?
亚伯拉罕他为什么要把他的独生子献上
Why did Abraham offer up his one and only son?
他不是抓住那个神跟他应许的那句话吗
Was it not because he had grasped hold on to the promise of God?
从以撒生的才要成为你的后裔
That only those out of Isaac will become your descendants.
他认为神可以叫以撒从死里复活。
He believed that God will allow Isaac to resurrect from death.
因为神这样讲。
For God has said this.
他就要这样做。
Then he will surely do accordingly.
我就算把以撒献上，神要负责把他活过来。
If I am to offer up Isaac, God will surely resurrect him.
这种信心非常的超越。
We know this is a very a kind of surpassing faith.
也是他神考验他的一种信仰的巅峰。
And this is a peak where God had tested his faith.
他这样的信心就是从单纯的心而来的。
And this kind of faith derived from a pure and sincere faith.
对神的话不无丝毫的怀疑。
That he had no doubt toward the word of God.
所以才有这样大的信心。
This is why he was able to have such a great faith.
有时候我们需要回到，我们说信心怎么增长。
So when we ask ourselves, how do we increase our faith?
其实信心增长就是回到那种单纯面。
And in fact, to increase your faith, you must return to this innocence.
那你就发现这样信心才是最最坚定的。
Then we realize that this is the most firm and strong faith.
因为那是清洁的一个本性。
Because that is a pure nature.
在这个雅各书里面这么讲到。
And in the book of James, it says.
我们看雅各书第四章。
Let's turn to the book of James, chapter 4.
雅各书第四章第八节。
Book of James, chapter 4, verse 8.
四章八节。
Chapter 4, verse 8.
你们亲近神，神就必亲近你们。有罪的人要洁净你们的手；心怀恶意的人要清洁你们的心。
Verse 8, come near to God, and He will come near to you. Wash your hands, you sinners, and purify your hearts, you double-minded.
在这里面雅各长老特别这么勉励。
And here, Elder James especially encouraged us.
我们要亲近神。
That we must draw near to God.
神就亲近我们。
And He will come near to us.
但是我们要去要反省自己。
However, we must repent and examine ourselves.
他说到两种状况。
And here he mentioned two conditions.
第一个是手，第二个是心。
First is the hands, and second is the heart.
手就是人犯的罪。
And the hands represent that men have sinned.
心就是人心怀恶意。
And the heart represents that as men we are double-minded.
所以我们要洁净我们的手。
So we must wash our hands.
要清洁我们的心。
And to purify our hearts.
像大卫在诗篇二十四篇第四节所说的
Just as David said in Psalm chapter 24 verse 4
谁能住在神的帐幕呢
And we can dwell in the tabernacle and tents of God
就是那个守洁心清的人
And those only those who are pure in the hands and the heart
有时候我们的手是洁的但是心不一定清
There may be times when our hands are clean but our hearts may not necessarily be clean
我们没有去犯罪
For we have not sinned.
但是我们的心并没有那么的回到那么的专一的信靠神。
But our heart have not returned to the stage of this holy trust in our Lord.
这成为我们亲近神的一个障碍。
And that has become an obstacle to us drawing near to God.
我们的心好像这个海中的波浪在那里翻腾疑惑。
Our heart is just like the waves in the sea tumbling about and doubting.
这样子怎么能够从神那得到什么?
And with that, how can we expect or to receive anything from our Lord?
所以我们在祷告的体验上我们就会发现会慢慢的这个减弱。
So in terms of our experiences in our prayer, we may realize that we have less and less experiences.
活在这个世代人很容易心怀两意
Living in this society it's very easy for us to become double-minded
因为这个世界是很大的很强的磁铁
Because this world serves as a great attraction to us
会把我们的心吸引过去
And it will attract and take our heart away
让我们不能够专心的来亲近神
So we may not draw and devote to God wholeheartedly
所以这次就是我们要清洁我们的心
This is why we need to purify our hearts
让我们能够专一的敬畏神
So we may worship God wholeheartedly
神造人本来就是正直的本性。
God created man in the nature of righteousness.
我们看传道书第七章二十九节。
Let's turn to Ecclesiastes chapter 7, verse 29.
传道书七章二十九节。
Ecclesiastes chapter 7 verse 29。
七章二十九节。
Chapter 7 verse 29。
我所找到的只有一件，就是神造人原是正直，但他们寻出许多巧计。
29. Thus only have I found God made mankind upright, but men have gone in search of many schemes.
人会寻出很多巧计。
We know as men, they will search many kinds of schemes.
就像后来始祖犯罪之后，他们会讲出很多的借口。
Just as after our ancestors have sinned, they came up with all sorts of excuses.
我们的智慧的发展有时候会变成一种巧计。
And oftentimes the development of our knowledge or wisdom may become or may transform into schemes.
因为我们要适应这样的一个诡诈的世代。
For this is the kind of the cunning society we must adjust ourselves to.
所以我们的思考模式有时候都走向诡诈。
Therefore, oftentimes, inevitably, our reasoning and logic will go into the realms of schemes.
让我们想出更多的巧计来安慰自己。
So we may think of more schemes to comfort.And adjust ourselves.
这就是这个时代会给我们很大的影响。
And this is why the society, this world, brings great influence onto us.
有时候碰到这个现实生活问题的时候
，In times when we come to face with the problems of this reality,
你发现它并不是很符合神的道理。
We may realize that the reality does not go in accord with God's teachings.
或者是它也许它不是很符合道德的原则。
Or perhaps it may not be in one accord with a morale.
也许没有人会定你的罪。
Perhaps no one will condemn you of your sins.
但是可能我们在神面前会无法站立得住。
But we will not be able to stand before our God.
所以有时候我们的良心是直对神。要从这个角度来考量。
Therefore, many times our conscience is only be accountable to God.
而不是法律的制裁或是别人的眼光而已。
And it is not only accountable to the laws of this world or the critics of others.
我们直接对着神，然后能问心无愧的话。
If we're able to face God with a sincere and pure conscience.
对神没有任何的亏欠。
If we do not fall short before God.
这就是一种正直的心。
Then that is a type of upright heart.
人应该要常保这样的一种像神那样的本质啊。
And as man, we should always retain and hold on to this kind of nature.
因为神造他形象造我们，本来就是这样的本质。
For when God created us in His likeness, it's the kind of nature and essence that we ought to retain.
这箴言里面告诉我们要远离恶事。
In the book of Proverbs, tell us we must shun away from evil.
好像说这是我们看一下箴言十六章。
Let's turn to the book of Proverbs, chapter 16.
箴言十六章的十七节。
Proverbs chapter 16, verse 17.
十六章十七节。
Chapter 16, verse 17.
正直人的道是远离恶事，谨守己路的是保全性命。
17. The highway of the upright avoids evil. He who guards his way guards his life.
这段经文讲得很好。
And this is a very wonderful verse.
一个正直的人，他的道路远离恶事。
So the way of the upright person avoids the way of the evil.
而且他谨守这条路。
And he also guards his way.
他就能保全他的生命。
He will be able to guard his life.
有时候我们基督徒远离恶事，我们在我们的坚守我们的道的时候，会感觉被世人看是比较愚笨的。
There are times when we persist our faith or hold on to this way of truth, and we may realize we're despised by the people.
你白白的损失这么多利益，实在是很愚笨。
And they're indeed viewed as foolish to lose such gains and benefits.
但是这样的行为确实能够保全我们的生命。
But we know this kind of choice can in fact guard and preserve our life.
因为我们所做的都是在神面前。
Because all we do is before our Lord.
所以一切事情在神的眼目鉴察之中。
So all that we do is under the examination of our Lord.
我们如果能够保有这样的我们能够追求这样的正直的心。
If we're able to pursue after this kind of upright heart.
那我相信我们才能够让自己更加的清洁。
Then I believe that by this we're able to purify ourselves even more.
因为我们如果习惯了这种弯弯曲曲的方法。
Because if we're used to walking in this straight path.
那么它就会变成那样的生活方式。
Then this will become the lifestyle or the life that we live in.
到时候我们思考模式都是弯弯曲曲的。
Until the very end, our trends of thoughts will become very crooked.
人一定会走向这个地步的。
Until the end, as men, we will walk toward this direction.
就像这个 夏娃的改变也不是一朝一夕的，是慢慢就变成这样。
And just as the transformation of Eve, it did not take place overnight. Rather, it was gradually.
人的本性要能够持守住。
And we must be able to retain our nature.
箴言那里告诉我们。
Here in Proverbs tell us.
他说你要保守你的心胜过保守一切。
That you must guard your heart above all else.
在四章的十二节。
This is recorded in chapter 4, verse 12.
我们来看箴言。
Let's turn to Proverbs.
第四章。
Chapter 4.
对不起，二十三节。
Verse 23。
四章二十三节。
Chapter 4, verse 23。
你要保守你心胜过保守一切，因为一生的果效是由心发出。
And above all else, guard your heart, for it is a wellspring of life.
人要常常有这样的提醒。
So we must often remind ourselves.
我们才能够来调整自己。
Only by this can we adjust ourselves.
否则的话，我们觉得我们自己做的都是对的。
Or else we may always feel that what we do is right.
人所做的一切在他眼中是看为正的。
For all that man does in our deemed right in their own eyes.
我们并没有觉得自己有什么不对。
Oftentimes we would not feel what we are doing are wrong.
但是我们要常常能够来这个调整自己。
But we must be able to always adjust ourselves.
能够让我们都能够保守自己心在神的里面。
So we may always guard our heart and ourselves within God.
而且这件事情是重要性是胜过一切的。
And the importance of this matter is above all else.
因为这是关乎我们一生的果效。
For this is it has to do with the wellspring of our life.
再来第二个方面，我们来说小孩子的本能来看。
And secondly, when we look at the likeness of a child from their abilities.
小孩子他我们人长越大的时候，我们会学习很多的这个能力啊，从学习而来的能力。
And we know that the older we grow, we will learn more capabilities and abilities.
但我们也会丧失一些我们原有的能力。
At the same time, we will lose some of the initial abilities that we used to have.
所以我们看这个。这个小孩子他在这个肚子饿的时候他会哭。
This is why when we see a little child is hungry, they know how to cry.
他哭了一个小时也不会这个喉咙沙哑。
After an hour crying, they will not lose their voice.
这个小孩子怎么这么厉害啊？
So how is a child able to do that?
所以学声乐的人说你要看小孩子怎么这个哭你就知道用这方法来学习。
Yeah, so there's in voice training, if you ask them, if you want to learn how to sing, just learn from the child's crying.
小小的一个小朋友，但是他把共鸣声放到最大啊。
Even for a little child so small, they're able to project their voice to the loudest.
声音非常的大，很传很远。
And they have such a projection of voice that the voice can spread afar.
他用最正确的发声法在发声，都不会让他喉咙沙哑。
And the child is warming up in the most correct way, so they will never lose their voice.
小孩子的本能就是这样子。
And this is how these are the abilities of the little child.
但是我们长大了，我们这些大人，我们不会这样子发声。
After we have grown up into adults, we no longer know how to cry or warm up our voices in such a way.
我们话讲多了，我们这个。唱歌唱久了，我们喉咙就会觉得不舒服。
This is why when we speak too much or sing too much, we will lose our voice.
在这个有一个故事是这么说的。
There's a story that goes like this.
他说这个他在讲说有一只企鹅。
That there is a penguin.
这只企鹅呢，它被马戏团这个相中了，然后去训练，因为他发现这只企鹅很聪明，就训练它做各样的表演。
So one day, this penguin was spotted by a circus, and it was taken in to train different kinds of tricks.
然后它就变成一个，因为它很聪明，很会表演，学习很快，它就变成一个明星企鹅。
So because this penguin is very smart, it can learn all the tricks very fast. So this penguin became a star.
那这个家喻户晓的一个明星企鹅。
And so it became a star penguin.
然后呢，这个，到了他这个衣锦还乡的时候，回到他的故乡。
So one day after penguin returned back to its original home.
他就回馈他的乡里，他就表演了他的最拿手的这个马戏团的这个高难度的动作。
And to serve as a welcoming show, the penguin put out its best effort in its performance.
那所有家将企鹅，大家目不转睛的看着，哇，太精，简直是太神奇了哈！So
all the penguins in his homeland stared at him in amazement.
哦，这个企鹅能够做出这样的高难度动作。That
even for a penguin is able to put out such a high risk trick.
啊，大家在那里跟他激烈的鼓掌。So
all the penguins are clapping for that penguin.
那这时候突然一阵大浪来。And
all of a sudden, a great wave came.
冲到这个浮冰上面
Yes, all the penguins were washed up onto the ice
然后这些企鹅就被海浪冲着呼呼全部滑到海里去了
Yes, so after they were swept over by the wave all the penguins were swept into the ocean
这个企鹅在陆地上看着笨笨的但是到海里像几杯瓦铃像那个活动非常迅速
But we know even though the penguins may seem kind of foolish on the ice but once they're in the ocean they swim in a very beautiful way
咻咻咻一下跳回来跳到冰上
So very swiftly, they would jump up and hop up back onto the ice.
一只一只都跳上来了。
So one by one, all the penguins hop back onto the ice.
大家看一看，奇怪，我们的明星企鹅去哪里了？
So once they look around, they ask, "What happened to our star penguin?"
他是不是又在表演更高难度的动作了？
Is he trying to put up an even more dangerous trick?
怎么又等了一会儿，又没有看到啊？
But after they waited a while, they could not spot that penguin.
后来大家就四处看看，找一找。
So afterward, everyone was searching around for that penguin.
结果发现他的尸体浮在海上。
Then they realized that penguin had died and his body was floating on the ocean.
他怎么死的？
How did it die?
他没有被海豹咬死。
It was not taken or it was not eaten by a sea lion.
他没有受伤。
It was not injured.
他死亡是因为溺水而死的。
It had died because it drowned.
当然这是一个故事而已。
And that was merely a story.
一只企鹅不会溺死的。
And we know that a penguin will never drown to death.
但是这个故事就在讲说，这个企鹅它丧失它的本能呐。
But the story to tell us that this penguin had lost his ability.
所以呢，它学了那么多高难度动作，但是它把它求生的技能最基本的活下去的方法给它忘记了。
Even though this penguin had learned all the dangerous tricks, but it had forgotten and forgotten its most natural skill. Survival skills.
可能他太久没有在海里面活动了。
It could be because the penguin had not been swimming in the sea for too long.
我想我们人如果用这故事来看，我们人啊，这个我们有在世上学习的一些技能。
If looking from the story, as men, we have certain skills or abilities as we live in this world.
我们利用这些能力来提升我们的竞争力跟我们的价值。
And we will use these skills and abilities to elevate our competition and our competitive skills and values.
从另一个方面看，我们要谨慎，我们不要失去我们的生存的本能呐。
But different from a different perspective, we should not lose this most original skill or.
尤其是灵魂的生存本能。
Especially the survival skill of our soul.
小孩子他。 他有他的本能就是呼求求助了。
And we know the natural, natural skill of the child is to call out for help.
他有任何的需要，他就是他不能做什么，他就是求助。
Whatever thing they have, because they cannot do themselves, they will call out for help.
这样的一种本能啊，其实是神给我们一种最重要的能力。
And this type of natural ability is the most important ability God had granted us.
我们想想看，当我们 碰到困难的时候，我们会祷告。
You can imagine times when we face trouble, we will pray to God.
但请问我们会不会觉得我们祷告慢慢的好像没有什么这种立即的一种回应？
However, do you ever feel that in the more you pray, even though you pray a lot, but you do not hear immediate response from God?
我们不论说问题有没有解决，但起码我们自己祷告有没有那种。 神的回应呢?
It does not matter whether problems are resolved or not, do we ever feel that response from God?
如果我们感觉越来越没有回应的话,
And if the longer we pray, the more we feel we do not feel a response from God.
其实我们要谨慎说，我们是不是已经慢慢失去那个本能了？
That is a time when we need to be aware and ask ourselves whether or not we have already lost our natural ability.
我们今天有太多力量在帮助我们了。
Today there are too much resources or aid helping us solve our problems.
我们任何困难，我们似乎都用不到耶稣的感觉。Anytime
the problems we face, it seems as we do not need the power or help from the Lord.
因为我们有很多的朋友，各行各业朋友，他有他的专业，他有他的能力，都可以帮助我们。
Because we have friends from different fields and profession that they can lend a hand to us.
我们有更我们高科技东西，有高的医学，我们都可以帮助我们立即解决我们的病痛困难。
And we have the highly advanced technology or medicine that can help us with our illnesses or troubles.
我们越来越少机会来发挥这样的本能了，呼求的本能。
Therefore, we have less and less opportunities to utilize our natural abilities.
这是一个危机。
And that serve as a crisis.
这个时代的进步好像给我们很多帮助，但是也是一种危机，因为你没有机会去发挥这样的本能。
Even though the advancement of the society may seem as an aid to us, but in fact that serves as a crisis for if we are gradually losing our natural abilities.
哦，祷告那么辛苦干什么？去挂个号，看个医生就解决了。祷告半天。
And why spend so much time and effort in praying? Why not just go to the hospital and visit a doctor?
现在哪有那个美国时间在祷告？
And who has that much time to pray?
哎，我们这个时间很宝贵的啦。
And we know time is precious.
哎，这个忙得要死。
And we're all very busy.
哦，赶快去把它处理掉。
So why not just go and take care of it right away?
一件事，两件事，三件事，反正小事通通把它解决了。
So why not the other? We should take care of all the minor things.
那请问你碰到大事的时候
？So let me ask you, in time when you face or encounter major obstacles,
你能立即发挥本能吗
？Will you be able to put forth your natural ability?
你小事上你都没有在训练
，That because you have not trained yourself in the small matters.
那你碰到大事，你能够有那个能呼求的本能那种力量吗
？So when you face a great problem, will you be able to have the natural ability to call up for help?
所以有时候我们在思想这个问题。
So at times when we ponder upon this question,
神会把我们安排在一些这种困境当中。
That God will place us in certain type of obstacles or difficulties.
那不是神在找我们的麻烦。
It is not God is trying to put us into time of trouble.
因为你太久没有训练你的本能了。
Rather, it is because you have not trained yourself for a period.
我要把你放在一个你无能为力的地方。
I will place you in a helpless situation.
你没有把握的地方。
In a place where there is no certainty.
你毫无安全感的地方。
A place with insecurity.
你发挥你的本能啊。
Then let you carry out your natural ability.
任何时候你都是有把握的，你都是在安全的。
Because you're always at a very secure, a place of certainty.
你没有机会发挥。
You never have the opportunity to utilize your abilities.
所以有时候不得已，神要让我们。能够回到能够有这样的一种信心的这种成长。
It is why at times God is without choice but to put us in these situations to elevate and cultivate our faith.
哦，让我们能够再次的呼求他，在信心上面得到这样的果效。
So we may once again call out unto Him that we may have this fruit in our faith.
所以有时候人是因为这个没有机会去呼求神。
Therefore, as for men, it is because there are times when we do not call out unto God.
他慢慢丧失这样的本能。
Then we will slowly lose these type of natural abilities.
这个参孙他一辈子里面在圣经上面是记载他一生中两次向神求。
We know in the Bible it records that two times in the life of Samson did he call out unto God.
一次求生，一次求死。
And the first is that he asked for life, he pleaded for life, the second is he pleaded for death.
第一次他用驴腮骨杀了一千人。
And the first time he killed 1,000 men with a bone.
杀到已经快虚脱了。
And he killed them to the point he was losing his life.
他打了一场非常辉煌荣耀的战争。
He had fought a majestic and victorious battle.
但是他肉体快要撑不住了。
But physically he was collapsing.
向神呼求。
He pleaded and cried out to God.
求生。
He cried out and pleaded for life.
泉水涌出来。
And this well spring sprung out from his heart.
那中间我们看到好像没有他在记载他跟神呼求什么。
And throughout the middle, we can see he did not call out unto God anymore.
他哪需要求啊？
Why did he need to call out unto God?
他能力太强了。
And he was full of power.
他做什么，他想做什么就做什么。
Whatever he wanted to do, he could do.
谁能拿他有什么办法呢？
And he could stand in his way.
让非利士人闻风丧胆的。
And even the Philistines were afraid of him.
这个超级强敌。
And he was considered a super enemy.
人类史上没有这样的人啊。
And there was not a man like him to be found in the history.
简直像那个变形金刚一样。
And we can say he is like a transformer.
哦，对对，他要拆城门就像一个怪兽。
And all he has to do is tear down a gate, just stretch out his hand.
把城门搬到山上像一个拖拉机。 好像一个那个载重的卡车。
And he's like a truck that can carry a load up to the mountain.
哦，他在追逐那个啊这个狐狸兽，像一只猎豹。
And he is like a leopard chasing after his prey.
哇，他真的是像变形金刚一样哦，无所不能。
He's truly like a transformer. There's nothing that can stop him.
他哪需要求什么
？And why did he need to call out to God for anything？
但是最后的时候，他在被敌人，他失去他的力量，被敌人掳掠、羞辱。
And we know until the end, when he was taken captive by his enemy, and he had lost all his abilities.
挖去他的双眼。
His two eyes were gouged out.
让他活在世上，生不如死。
That he living in this world was likened to death.
痛苦极了。
And he was to the point of death.
他简直是活着不如死一样，像人间地狱。
And it was truly for him better to die than to live in this world.
让人家当小丑这样子在耍。
And he was mocked like a clown.
他要求尊严。
Even he was seeking for dignity.
用死来换他的尊严。
He exchanged his dignity with death.
他呼求神给他最后一次力量。
He called and cried out to God to grant him the last power.
把那两个柱子搬倒。
And there he took down the two pillars with him.
与敌人同归于尽。
And he was buried and died with his enemies.
他把他的尊严求回来。
And there he had gained back his dignity.
什么样的环境会让人产生本能？
But under what kind of circumstance will allow us to gain our abilities?
就是那样的环境。
It is under that kind of circumstance.
我想在我们的人生的路途上。
But I believe in the journey of life for all of us.
当然，我们不拒绝神给我们的一些安排。
And we know we will not oppose the arrangement God has made for us.
但如果我们能够在我们的这种平安的环境中
，But if we're able to do this in our time of peace,
我们时常能够把这样的能力发挥出来。
That we can often exercise or manifest this type of power.
我们无论任何遇到大小事情，我们都能够放到神面前来向他求。
Whether it is great or small problems that we encounter, we will entrust them to God.
当然，这不是说我们都不用去做其他事，不用看医生，不用去解决事情。
And we know this is not to say that we do not need to do anything to visit a doctor or anything else.
但是你要做，你还是不能失去依靠神的心。
But even if you are to do those, what you need to do is not lose this faith in God.
你都要先把它放到神面前，交给神。
You have to place out your troubles before God first.
最小的事都要向神呼求。
Even the smallest matter, you need to cry out unto God.
因为解决事情不是你尽本分就可以解决的。
Because we know it is not only you putting your effort that you can solve the problems.
也不是你觉得你有把握，就是因为你有把握才解决的。
And the problem will not be solved just because you're sure that you can solve them.
都是神在帮你解决。
We know everything is by the help of God.
但是你没有你，但是却是你丧失了这种呼求的能本能的。
But in fact, if we don't do that, we have lost our ability to call out unto God.
所以久而久之，我们的信心一直会掉下来。
So slowly, our faith will gradually decrease.
这个信心原本就是我们的本能。
Perhaps in the beginning, this faith is our ability and skill.
是我们基督徒的本能。
And this is the ability of a Christian.
但是我们已经慢慢的把它慢慢的失落了。
But slowly, we have lost this ability.
神是我们的避难所，是我们的力量。
You know, God is our shelter, refuge, and strength.
我们的帮助是从造天地。天上的神而来的。
And our strength and power comes from the God who created the heavens and earth.
你们能体会到那种强有力的帮助吗？
Have you ever experienced that kind of might, that kind of power?
这就是我们的本能，信心的本能。
And this is the ability or skill that derived from our faith.
还有小朋友，小孩子还有一种本能，就是寻求满足了。
And there's yet another ability for a little child that is to seek after satisfaction.
他肚子饿了，他就会哭闹。
When they're hungry, they know how to cry out.
他希望他的肚子可以吃到饱。
For they want their tummy to be filled.
我想我们向神，我们人都有一种肉体的需要。
And I believe for all of us, we have that physical need.
我们都会很本能的去满足我们的肉体的需要。
And we have the nature to fill our physical needs.
可是我们可能会忽略我们灵魂的需要。
But we may often neglect that spiritual need.
我们可能很久很久没有感受到那种灵里面的满足了。
Perhaps we have not felt the spiritual satisfaction for a very long time.
寻求神得到满足。
To seek after God to gain the satisfaction.
这样的体验是很重要。
This type of experience is very important.
我们看到诗篇二十四篇第六节。
Let's turn to Psalm chapter 24, verse 6.
诗篇二十四篇第六节。
Psalm chapter 24, verse 6.
这是寻求耶和华的族类，是寻求你面的雅各。
Verse 6, such is the generation of those who seek him, who seek your face, O God of Jacob.
在这里用族类来形容，很有意思。
Here, this verse used the word generation to describe them.
为什么会分什么族什么族哈
？And why is it that we have the distinction between this generation or this race？
除了这个它的血统之外
，apart from their genealogy，
另外就是从它的生活模式来分类的。
And then people are separated by their race or their habits。
比如说有一种人叫月光族。
And for example, there's a type of people called
他每个月都把钱花光光。
And there's a type of people that will always spend their, or they will use up their money every month by the end of month.
啊，还有一种顶客族，可能是我从我们台美国传过去吧。那，double income and no kid 啊，顶 D-I-N-K 啊，顶客族啊。
And so there's a type of another group of people who have double income but don't have any kids.
啊，这个现在也蛮流行的。
And all these are the trends of this world.
啊，因为双薪啊，日子过得好啊，又不用再烦恼要带孩子哈。
Because when you have double income, you live a very comfortable life and not having to worry about children.
你生了一个孩子，就要捡一个人的薪水啊，去找人照顾他，或者是要一个人不上班去照顾他。
And every child that comes out, you have to deduct one person's salary for one person have to quit and take care of the children.
啊，没有孩子，没有孩子就没有这个困扰。
So by having no children, you will not have that worry.
啊，现在人比较不想负担啊，想要享乐。
And we know people nowadays, they do not want to have this burden, rather they want to enjoy their life.
所以就有这个顶客族这个族出来了。
And this is why now we have this group of people.
那但这个是不符合圣经的了。
But we know that is not according to the teachings of the Bible.
但是我们说这个就是社会上把一种不同生活方式的人做分类。
But we can say in the society, we have categorized this type of people into a different group.
然后说他是什么族什么族这样。
So we may say they belong to this category or that category.
然后原来在圣经上已经有这么时髦的这个字眼了。他说我们是寻求神的那族类了。
However, in the Bible here tells us that we are the generation or the category of people of those who seek him.
所以其实我们在生活的模式上就是寻求神的那种模式。
So in fact, the life of style, the style of life that we live is one that seeks after God.
应该在我们身上常常看到这种模式。
So we should often witness this kind of life in us.
我们常常要求神来让我们的灵命得到满足。
We should often call out unto God so our soul and our spirituality may be satisfied.
我们求的满足与这个世上的满足是不一样的。
The satisfaction we seek after is different from the satisfaction in this world.
这个马太福音第五章第六节那么说到。
In Matthew chapter 5 verse 6 says,
他说饥渴慕义的人必得饱足啊。
And blessed are the meek for they will, blessed are those who hunger and thirst for they will be filled.
为什么这样的满足是什么样的一种感觉呢
？So what? How does it feel to be filled?
所以这就是我们追求的目标。
Therefore, this is the goal that we pursue after.
我们的追求应该跟世人是不一样的。
Our pursuit of life should be different from that of the pursuit of this world.
这个世界不能给我们满足。
For this world cannot bring satisfaction to us.
因为我们是不同族类的。
For we belong to a different race.
我们不是靠物质满足的那个族类。
We're not the race that can be satisfied by the materials.
我们是寻求神得满足的族类。
However, we're the race that seeks and who seeks after God.
我们是饥渴慕义的族类。
We're the race that yearns to be filled in our hunger and thirst.
我们的好处应该不在神以外。
And our goodness should be found in no other than God.
可能这样的一种生活模式跟这种经历，我们可能会太久没有感受到。
Perhaps that we have not felt this kind of experience this kind of satisfaction for too long.
慢慢你就不会再去想要满足它了。
And gradually you will not want to feel this yearning.
所以我们的灵是处于饥饿的状态。
Therefore our spirit, our soul is dwelling in this condition of hunger.
但你已经麻痹，你已经忘记了。
But perhaps you already numb, you no longer, you have already forgotten about this.
也许我们也会像世人一样，用世上东西来满足我们的心。
Perhaps we may be like the people of this world to satisfy, fulfill our hungry hearts with things of this world.
当然这个世界也是有我们的我们有在活在世界的一些休闲的活动这个都是无可厚非。
And certainly we know there are luxuries or enjoyment in this world that we can enjoy.
因为传道书本来就是说嘛，你要享受你劳碌所得的份。
For in the book of Ecclesiastes, it tells us that we must enjoy the fruits of our labor.
不过真实的满足，我们也不能忘记在神的里面。
But we should never forget that this true satisfaction is only found in God.
如果我们有这样的模式在生活的话，
If we can live in such a lifestyle,
这样的人才会得到永生啊。
Only these kind of people can obtain or inherit eternal life.
因为他是向着这个方向在努力的。
And because it's the path that they strive after.
罗马书2章7节这么说到。
The book of Romans chapter 2 verse 7 tells us,
我们看罗马书2章第7节。
Let us turn to the book of Romans chapter 2 verse 7.
2章第7节。
Chapter 2 verse 7.
凡恒心行善，寻求荣耀尊贵和不能朽坏之福的，就以永生报应他们。
Verse 7, to those who by persistence in doing good seek glory, honor, immortality, he will give eternal life.
人要得到永生的报应。
They will have the inheritance of eternal life.
他追求的是不一样的东西。
What they pursue after are not things of this world.
是那个不能朽坏的福气。
Are the imperishable blessings.
是在神里面的。
And those blessings found in God.
所以我们可以从祷告中，从读经中得到那种满足和喜乐吗？
Therefore, are we able to obtain this type of satisfaction through our prayer, through reading the Bible?
得到那种不同于世界的一种满足感吗？
And to experience that satisfaction, not like any found in this world.
这就是我们所追求的那种永生的福气。
This is the internal blessing that we strive and pursue after.
当一个人是这样在生活的时候，
When a man is able to live this kind of life,
当他是一个寻求神的族类的时候，
When he belongs to a race that seeks after God,
他就能够在智慧上得到 他就能够在寻求真智慧上得到认识神。
Then he will gain this true knowledge and true wisdom in knowing our God.
让他的眼光更超越。
That their eyes may be even broadened.
让他的生活更超越。
That their life may be surpassing.
让他所追求的更加的超越。
That all he pursued after will be a surpassing one.
这样的本能神也放在我们里面。
And God places this kind of innate nature within us.
所以我们才称为寻求神的族类。
And this is why we're called the race or generation who seeks after God.
我们生活中都能够 有这样的一种生活模式的话，
If we're able to have this kind of lifestyle in our lives,
我相信我们的生活会更满足。
I believe our life will be full of satisfaction.
除了享受在日光之下劳碌所得的份，
Apart from the fruits of our labor which we enjoy under the sun,
我们更能够得到日光之上永远不会朽坏的福气。
That we may even more inherit this imperishable blessing above the sun.
愿主耶稣祝福我们。
May our Lord bless us.
今晚做以上的分享。
And I will conclude my sharing for tonight.
我们最后一起来唱诗370首。
And let us sing hymn together, hymn 370.